So based on what the team were telling me that this weekend is the first time everybody's basically reunited since the school year ended and also the trip to Ireland. So what is kind of like the mindset of a coach going into that, knowing that it's been a while, but also have a team that has been communicating a lot to keep themselves on top of things going into Friday's practice that will lead up to the parade and race day?
Definitely, I guess the last time we were, we continued like practicing and saw each other throughout the end of the school year, and then, majority of the team went through audition process for next year, so everyone's kind of still been like game and everything. So even though it has been a little bit of a break, I would say we still have been keeping with all of our stuff. I think the main thing that we're gonna have to do, like just a quick little refresher, is our whole like marching fundamentals with the band, because that's something we as a team haven't really done since football season, because that's more of a football season type of thing that they do. So that's, I think, the main thing that's, we're gonna have to do just a little quick refresher on Friday when we come together for rehearsal. But they do it so much. It's kind of like one of those things where it's like riding a bike. You don't really forget about it once you kind of just like jump back in, and it's like, oh, okay.
Most certainly, and that's kind of the vibe that I got from all of them, is the importance of just getting like refresh and then perform and all that jazz. Obviously, of course, if based on what I researched, you performed at the Super Bowl and the Pro Bowl. What was that atmosphere like? And then getting to be a part of it as a coach when they went to Ireland for the St. Patrick's Day parade.
It's been pretty interesting and like cool to kind of connect and relay experiences that I had when I was performing with back with this team. I feel like as far as like really unique performance experiences, I've had a lot of similarities with this team, and with them going to Ireland, that was a really unique international thing. So I can kind of relate to that, and being able to travel around the world and kind of represent and perform for hundreds and thousands of people. So I feel like my personal experiences have really helped me kind of relay and teachings with the team, and prepping them for performances and things to expect when going in front of like those types of environments compared to our norm here in West Lafayette, at football games and basketball games and things like that.
Indeed, when you entered as the coach after the 2021 Indy 500, of course, last year was your first experience of the 500 as the coach. Prior to that, have you been to previous 500s as a performer or as a spectator?
The 500 like twice, but not as like in depth as what they do. I had been a part of like parade performance, like what the team does as well for Saturday, so I've experienced that personally. But as far as like the race itself, I haven't personally experienced it until like last year when we went.
And what do you remember from that weekend a year ago, being a part of the, it's something that has been a tradition for a long, long time.
No, I was prepared and prepped on what we were going to be doing and experiencing, but actually like being a part of it was kind of like surprising, but in a good way, like the fact that they actually go on the track and like march around. It's just like, and then they're at the pagoda for, you know, hours performing and, you know, meeting so many people, seeing the racers, seeing, you know, celebs that come in and being able to perform, and right there where it's like televised prior to the race. It was really surprising, but like awesome to see, like, wow, this is like really big deal. And it was like, I knew it, but like actually experiencing it was a little bit surprising in a good way.
It's just one of those things where I like to describe, like, indie hits different. And it felt that way. Like, the 500 hits so different compared to the events at Ross 8 or even the events around the world you've been able to do.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. It definitely is a totally different experience, a different atmosphere. Very much different. It's kind of, you know, like, Ross 8, it's, you know, exciting, it's energetic, but this was kind of like, definitely a step up, for sure.
Indeed. Of course, you're part of also, the Gold Dusters are part of the All-American Marching Band and all that jazz. The thing that I gathered, the common theme is that the band and the Gold Dusters are basically the heart and soul of Purdue. And then you've been around for now in season two. How much of it you feel that way, that they are indeed the heart and soul, and you get to be a big part of it?
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. And, you know, it's awesome to see and experience that. And then it's a real honor that the team gets to be a part of that, because, you know, most college dance teams, they're not really, you know, affiliated and a part of their marching band. So it's allowed them to, you know, have major experiences and performance opportunities and just be a big, huge, like, representation of the university, of the marching band, like, year round. So it's really awesome that we are with such an amazing marching band, because obviously, you know, universities all around the country have marching bands, but Purdue's All-American Marching Band is truly one of a kind.
Definitely. And one of them was telling me that in spite of like having this large marching band and just obviously the Gold Dusters being a part of that, there's no music department. So basically that one time period where they could put like, there obviously education comes first, but when it comes down to it, when it's showtime, they give it their all.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, you know, we have an awesome, you know, department, but us as well as all of marching band, like, there's no, like you said, music department. So nobody's here, you know, majoring in or studying music of any kind. So these are all people that, you know, they've done this and they are doing it because they love it. You know, they're not really getting a degree or whatever out of it, you know, so everyone has like a true passion for it, because if they didn't, you know, you wouldn't be putting in all this extra time and effort just for these performances. So it's awesome to know that, you know, everyone that's a part of it is truly passionate about it and want to be there and want to be like the best.
And you feel like that if you like, that's what makes the university extremely unique that way, knowing that they come from different walks of life, but they definitely do it for the love of the game or the love of just art in general.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, Purdue, it's just, there's so many people from all over the country, you know, even out of the country. And so it's awesome to see all these people that, you know, don't know each other, come from everywhere, but they have this one, you know, common thing. They love music, they love marching band, they love performing, so everyone really can, you know, relate to each other and come together for this one big, you know, factor. So that's been really awesome to experience as well.
And what led to that opportunity to become the head coach of the Gold Dusters in 2021?
Their former coach, you know, was retiring, and I, because of my performance experience in the past, I have a lot of friends and know a lot of people who have come through this program at Purdue. And so when the job was kind of like open, it was brought to me, and it just so happened that I had recently moved to the area, so it kind of was like a really good timing. And I had, you know, been out of the so-and-so like dance world, dance game for a few years, and I was super excited to, you know, hopefully get back into it because it's always been a huge passion of mine. So it really just kind of like right place, right time really fell into place that I happened to, you know, live here, and you know, they were in need of a new coach, and I knew a lot of people that kind of pointed me in the right direction.
In a way, it's like giving back what you love to other people that hopefully that will carry it for years and even generations to come.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always like to say, like, my time performing was, you know, awesome. Some of the best years of my life, but I almost get more joy out of, you know, coaching and seeing people I teach and coach, you know, succeed and improve year after year more than, you know, when I was doing it myself. So it's definitely, yes, like a giving back thing. And I, like I said, I have many years of experience and learned a lot of things. So I am more than happy and love being able to kind of share that with the younger generations and, you know, grow them going forward as well.
Indeed. Of course, you have a couple people that will be performing for the last time. Some of them are getting to experience the first time around the parade or the 500 in general. What is just, like, one thing that sticks out to you, well, so far that you'll remember for years to come with this group, especially the seniors that are graduating with, of course, Malaya being a fifth year next year?
Right, yeah, yeah. No, it's, this year has been really awesome for the team. You know, we've had a real good, like, team camaraderie all year, but we've also been super fortunate and blessed with awesome, awesome performance opportunities this year. I mean, back in football season, they got to go perform at the Big Ten Championship, you know, down in Indy at Lucas Oil. We got to travel to Orlando for their bowl game, and then on top of that they got to go to Ireland and, you know, do that awesome, like, once in a lifetime performance there and experience. So we've had a really fortunate season, and everyone's just been really, you know, hardworking and positive minded all season. So that's been a big thing that I, you know, will always remember that from this season for sure.
And what Malaya was telling me, it was like a year and a half process to make this Dublin thing happen, considering there's over 300 to 400 people going there, and then you have hundreds of instruments that they have to bring and different traveling and all that. Just what you remember from that experience going to Ireland, because to some it was the first time they've been abroad, others is just, would imagine, a culture shock experience because they may not travel that far, especially on a big day like St. Patrick's Day for Dublin.
Yes, yeah, it was definitely, I would say, you know, majority of the team, besides a few, I think, have not, like, traveled abroad at all. So it was definitely, you know, like, a big deal traveling so far, and definitely culture shock. But, you know, everyone was super, it was so nice because everyone was super fortunate just to be there and to be able to experience and really, like, taking it in. Everyone was trying to, you know, make best of all the experiences we did, all of the, you know, tourists and activities they kind of set up for us. Everyone was really just like engaged and learning about their culture and how they live. And you know, the parade, that was like super, the parade parade itself, I think, was a big deal. Like, everyone, we've done parades, obviously, all the time with the marching band, and they knew it was going to be a big, like, huge parade, thousands of people, but I don't think they were expecting it to be as big as it was, so that was super awesome to see, like, afterwards, everyone... So many people were like, oh my God, that was like the best thing I've ever done. Like, that's going to be a memory that stays with me like forever and ever and ever. So it was super, super awesome to be there and experience that with them.
Totally, indeed. And just when you go into this weekend, or because the team were telling me that you obviously want to bask in the glory, bask in the moment, but also got to keep in mind big picture to stay laser focused. In those scenarios, how challenging can it be for some people to get laser focused, knowing that people are watching, some seeing it for the first time, and who knows if that will be the only time?
Right, yeah. No, it definitely is, you know, it kind of, like, back to, I would say, like, at the beginning of the year with, like, rookies, you know, when we had our very first game in Rosse, you know, we kind of tried to prep them, you know, it's gonna be shocking, you're gonna be like in awe, but, and you're gonna want to just like stare around, like jaw drop, but you kind of have to reel it in and be like, okay, we're here to do a job as well. So you kind of, you know, since the beginning of the year, you kind of have like prepped for, you know, balancing the taking it all in, but also, you know, we're here to do a job, and that's why we, you know, what we practice for all year. So I'd like to say that even though it is going to be a different and new experience for all of our first year members, this is something that, you know, they've kind of prepped for all year, and even before coming here, you know, as performers and as dancers, you kind of have to plan for anything and everything and stay on your toes because you never know what can happen. And so that's just like something that's kind of like embedded in you, I would say, as a performer. So it's definitely going to be a shock at first, but they'll be able to snap it into place for sure.
And that is one thing that I'm looking forward to, seeing the parade, also race day, what I do, the follow-ups and all of that, just to see their how they see it, because I'd imagine it was definitely be mind-boggling for those freshmen or those who are performing there for the first time.
Definitely, yeah. It for sure will, but again, I think it's going to be one of those things where, you know, you prep for it and, you know, you think you know what to expect, but it's definitely going to be different and not quite what you expected, but in a good way.
Indeed. I asked all of them, like, as far as when they put on the uniform, what does the emblem mean to them? I figure from a coach's perspective, what does the emblem mean to you when you're basically the mastermind, like, of putting all of the performances together? Because as they said, like, as, what was it, Caitlin said earlier today, the band is the... All ears will be on the band because they obviously we're hearing the music, but the as far as the visual performances, the routines is where the eyes go.
Right, yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. You know, that's definitely, you know, what she said for sure. You know, they make the sound, but I like to think, you know, we bring the music to life, per se. So, you know, it's definitely a big, you know, role to jump into when you put on this uniform, because they're not only representing themselves and our team, but they're representing the whole marching band and then ultimately the whole university. So we're, you know, we're always top notch, you know, putting our best foot forward always. We always go above and beyond. That's just how the band works, and so we're a part of it, and that's how we work too. So you know, that's really our mindset. So I always try to kind of think, you know, one step ahead, but we like to be more one, you know, a cut above the rest, I would say. You know, that's what we strive to be for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one thing that I, like I mentioned, excited to see it unfold, because when I was there in 2021 as a media journalist covering the race primarily, I like to describe like that 500 as the appetizer, because what I've learned is the Gold Dusters perform just on race day. But 2 years later, and now in 2023, is like what I like to call the full course meal, because it includes the parade and all the festivities and all that. Just how thankful are you to be a part of this venture in your second year, knowing that you got to experience the entire process, compared to others that either came along during the pandemic and were part of that 21 squad, but then there are those that made your coming along the previous year and this year?
There were those tough years with like the pandemic where, you know, things didn't happen and, you know, members didn't get, you know, their normal year and experience. So I know, especially like our seniors and then even juniors who, you know, didn't really have a freshman year and things like that. Definitely super fortunate that we, you know, get to be a part of this. And it's kind of like, you know, we don't take it for granted for sure, and we like to make the best of it each year. And we are super grateful that this is something we get to be a part of, and we hope it continues for years and years and years as well.
And finally, just the senior class, a part of it, of course, Malaya and Caitlin. What has that class brought to the organization that's helped them? Because I know, like Elena also brought it up as well, that they've been very helpful to kind of build her role as a team captain going into next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. This senior class, they've been a true Gold Duster representation. It's always hard being a part of like trans. They've kind of been through it all. You know, they had COVID times, and then after that, things got back to normal, and they got a new coach. So like, you know, obviously when that happens, things like totally switch up and change. And they've been so good with like adapting and still being really great and positive representations of, you know, the Gold Dusters for all the underclassmen, and like what it really truly means to be a Gold Duster, even though they, you know, had to adjust and had to adapt to things year after year. They've stuck true to the true like definition of a Gold Duster, which I truly really do appreciate and love about this group.